running around like mad, working too hard trying to make ends meet, looking after your family, caring for older relatives, and barely noticing your partner, other than to remind each other of the jobs you failed to do as you fall into bed at the end of the day, too tired even to wonder where the fun in your life has gone. Or you might be thinking, okay, things are going pretty well so far, but how do I keep it up? Is this the best it's going to get? And if I can't sustain it, what will happen to me as I get older? You might be wondering how you and your partner will fare as your looks change and health worries creep in. Or you might find yourself lying alone in bed asking, how did love pass me by? Or why did they leave again? Maybe you're feeling as if you're living in the classic talking head song of the 1980s, once in a lifetime, waking up and puzzling over why your life hasn't worked out how you planned. You too may find yourself asking where that large automobile and beautiful house you thought you'd have by now has got to, and wondering, as they do in the song, if you've been just letting the days of your life go by. Whatever our midlife moments, I've learned that this is not a time to just let the days go by and bury our heads in the sand. Far from the stagnant, boring, dull image that middle-agers often get tagged with, I think midlife is a time of explosive change. Let us not allow ourselves to sleepwalk into the next chunk of life, 1 minute being 50, the next 70. It'd be criminal to miss out on so many potential new experiences and the wonderful feelings that are part of that package. Midlife, I believe, is a critical period, a time to take charge and excel at the things we never knew we could be any good at, to accept what is gone and shore ourselves up for the future. Let's not drift regretfully into old age, full of bitterness about the things we didn't do, wishing we'd taken more risks or fewer risks, wishing we'd done things differently. A century ago, middle age was often the end of life. Now it's the start of a new phase that can extend to 30 years or more. Historically, these are uncharted waters. Society can't dictate what we should do because we're among the first to do it.